What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Mighty Morphin Power Hour podcast. I'm the Dr. Pepper Ranger. Today, I have Kevin.
I would say I am the Ranger of Thought Crime.
That could almost be its own Power Ranger thing, what you guys do, like the Thought Cop Rangers and everybody's...
Yeah, I know like a lot of the different seasons have like different themes. Like, for example, the Super Sentai series, when it's based on in Japan, there's like a cops and robbers theme, there's a samurai theme, a ninja theme. And I think my season arc would be just a guy who sits at his computer while wearing full Power Rangers gear and scrolling online.
Would you be the guy in the chair, or would you just be doing your own thing?
I'd be just sitting in my chair, like in full gear, and just looking for monsters online.
So on your show, you'd have, if we're using your show as the Power Rangers, so Grant would be a ranger. Would he be out doing stuff?
Yeah, he would be.
Would he be helping people?
He'd be on his phone, like in the other side of the room.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about the stenographer?
Oh, yeah, of course, the obligatory girl character.
Yeah, pink or yellow?
Yellow.
Yellow? I like, there's a Power Ranger Mystic Force where they make the girl blue. And there's a boy that's yellow. Yeah, it's a little twist up. I'd be down for a male pink Power Ranger as the main character of something.
Yeah, why not?
I think if Mad Max was a Power Ranger character, he'd wear pink. Just to show how masculine and badass he is.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. He's not any iteration of Mad Max. I'm talking about Tom Hardy or Mel Gibson.
Well, Tom Hardy would wear, like, a black suit with, like, a spider emblem on it. Have these big-ass teeth if you were a Power Ranger. So you're not a Power Ranger fan.
When I was a kid, I was. I don't currently keep up with Power Rangers. When I was a kid, I would say probably up until I was about 6 years old, I was obsessed with Power Rangers. I'm talking about like this is like the early to mid 90s. I remember watching Power Rangers on Fox Kids after school.
Nice.
I remember specifically being waiting, all my, you know, everybody I talked to, we were all waiting for the reveal of the White Ranger.
Nice. I
can't remember their names, but I just remember the colors, and I remember the racist implications that behind them.
Oh yeah, the Asian girl is yellow. The black kid is black. Yeah.
Yep.
They tried really hard to fix it, but it always ends up almost more racist. Like now you can tell they're doing it on purpose to do it that way.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, like, you already stepped in it.
Yeah, exactly. You've already done the thing. You can't, even if you do a new thing, it doesn't undo the other thing, especially
right.
If you overdo the new thing. Like, stepping in a bunch of, like, cat piss is not going to help you not have dog shit on your shoes.
good point.
Bad metaphor. I am infamously not good at metaphors.
It's a great visual.
Certainly. It probably good smells, too. I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as Power Rangers go, I'm not the biggest fan of the shows. Like, I've seen a lot of Power Rangers content preparing for this podcast. But I've mostly been really into reading comic books lately. This Boom Studios puts out a bunch of Power Rangers comics. Right now they're doing this thing called Shattered Grid, where like all the Power Rangers from the Mighty Morphin era meet all the other Power Rangers from every other era because the world cracks.
Yeah, I've actually heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting really good reviews. It's being written by a comic writer named Kyle Higgins, who is pretty good. He writes a lot of Batman stuff, and yeah, they put him in charge of the Boom Studios Power Ranger stuff. And like they did a Justice League Power Rangers thing recently, 6 issues of that, where like the Power Rangers got shot into the DC universe by Lord Zedd, who was working
with
Brainiac.
They got shot into it?
Yeah, like this portal opens and just like sucks them in and then shoots them out just randomly in the DC universe.
Damn.
But it's so that Lord Zedd can get like the universe alone, and then the Power Rangers are fighting the Justice League because Brainiac needs a distraction. Like it's fun though.
So how many universes have the Power Rangers been in? Because I know that at one point they either fought or were friends with the Ninja Turtles.
There was an episode of Power Rangers in Space. I think it was episode 6 or 7 when the Ninja Turtles come to Angel Grove. So Power Rangers in Space, they all still live on the planet and stuff, but they do a lot more Star Trek-y shit in that season.
Okay.
And so what happens is the Ninja Turtles are brought over by by Rita Repulsa. And just, it's all five of them. So it's the four we know. And then the girl from the 90s that was kind of there for a little bit. But they've written out of canon now because nobody cares about the female Ninja Turtle. So, like, she goes over.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they have these, like, I think the only reason they used all five characters was so that there were enough for every Power Ranger.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really funny. I think they've been in... I know Shell, so that episode was Shell Shocked. Could probably
that was the name of the episode?
Yeah.
I always love that, like, TV shows have those, like, quirky little names, like, for everything, and it's like, Shell Shocked, because they have shells and because they're scared.
Yeah. You ever a Kamen Rider fan at all?
No, I'm familiar with. That's, like, the motorcycle guy?
Yeah. Yeah,
or am
so
I thinking of something else?
That's him, okay. Kamen Rider, or the Masked Rider, I guess. They had a crossover, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and the Kamen Rider thing.
That makes sense.
But not really in America because there's not a remake of Kamen Rider. So just this random character shows up and is English in this one episode and then disappears. And it's not that like that crossover that people would think it would be. Because in America, it just doesn't have the other franchise established.
Yeah, I never caught on here.
So it's fun, but it just feels empty. It feels weird. It's like Constantine shows up on all those DC shows all the time now. But if
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that? Oh, it's great. Were you a Matt Ryan fan of that NBC Constantine show?
I'm thinking about the Constantine movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
I'm sure he's not showing up, but...
No. Unfortunately, that'd be fun, but Matt Ryan sort of got that role afterwards and got to try it as a TV show. They got one season on NBC, and then this guy loses that gig. It's canceled or whatever, and he just shows up in the Arrow stuff now. They just recast him as their version of Constantine, and nobody talks about it. It's just kind of, he's there. But like, if you didn't know anything about that show beforehand, it would seem really weird and out of place.
Okay.
See,
that is weird.
Other Power Ranger crossovers... I know in comic books they cross over a lot, because they've been in Batman stuff. The Ninja Turtles have been in Batman
stuff. Yeah, they're very versatile.
I like the new serious stuff they're doing with the Power Rangers. Did you enjoy that movie at all?
Which movie?
The live-action, high-budget Power Rangers.
Oh, the one that came out in America a couple years ago?
Yeah, full of hot, angsty teenagers.
You know, I didn't see it. I'm curious to see it, though. I would if it was on. In the background. No, I think if it was on Netflix, I would watch it, but I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is either. It should be. It is on Hulu. I know that, so...
Okay, my roommate has Hulu, so that may be my plan for the night. We'll see.
So are you one of those guys who, like... You know, everybody knows a guy who has Hulu, but nobody really has Hulu.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're also one of those people?
Yeah, I... pretty much, yeah. Been mooching off either... people I've dated Hulu or roommates Hulus, and you know, one day I hope to have a Hulu of my own, but we'll see.
See, in my life, I'm the guy who provides the Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, like all that. My roommate picks up the slack with Crunchyroll, so.
Oh hell yeah, yeah! I'm mooching off my friend's Crunchyroll as well. But I got a Netflix account back in, I want to say, like 2009 or 2010. It was right when I started doing streaming because I could like stream. Like Rugrats on my PlayStation 3 and they added all that stuff. And I got Netflix then and I never canceled it. And I think I don't even use Netflix like that much, to be honest, but like I feel like I'm like I have this nostalgic attachment to it where I've had it for like 8 or 9 years and I let it just withdraw from my bank account every month, and once in a while I'll watch something on there, you know. And you know, when I first got, we had the DVD mail-in feature, and that was like, I missed that because it was like whatever you wanted to watch, it was like they either have it on streaming or you could just like wait like 1 to 3 days and you have it. Like if I wanted to watch Power Rangers the movie tonight, you know, it's not on there. I could have it as soon as like tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the same price, actually for less. It was less money back then. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, GameFly. Went away really hard too.
Remember that? I mean, I remember the commercials. I never had it.
I used it a couple times. It was that or Redbox at the time to like just rent a game. It's like, but Redbox was like, oh, it's $350 to rent a game. Now it's $350 to rent anything from a Redbox. So what's the point?
Now, The issue with Gamefly is, like, I feel like I never wanted to use it because I never knew, like, how long you could keep stuff, and I feel like it takes me a while, like, especially, like, the older I get, the less, you know, free time I have, it takes me, a while to beat a game, and it's, like, I feel like by the time I get done, I could have just bought it, you know?
Yeah, that's
Like,
fair.
depending on how they charge you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if I have a Redbox movie for so many days, I just decide to buy it.
Yeah.
It's easier. I mean, why not? You just don't have a
Never getting it
case for
back.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of Redbox movies like lying around your bookshelf or DVD shelf?
We do have two right now, I think. And one of them is really old that I found a couple weeks ago. It's a copy of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Well, I
Okay.
guess just The Last Airbender.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, I took
Yeah.
it. I remember vaguely taking it from a Redbox to watch it once and then deciding no one should see it and then just putting it with some shit. And I just recently got that shit back and it was in there. Like,
Yeah.
oh, that's amazing. I'm just malicious to people for no reason. I mean, I can justify it by saying I'm helping them, but it's kind of just sociopathic to take things from a business.
Well, I mean, you're doing a good deed. I mean, that movie sucked pretty hard, so.
Yeah, it's heroic, so it's not as bad.
Saving, yeah.
Yeah, saving the youth.
Basically, yeah, they should be watching the animated version and not
Cartoons.
the,
Oh, yeah.
movie.
Yeah, anybody listening to this, and if you haven't seen The Last Airbender, you should never, but you should go torrent, I mean stream, I mean buy The Last Airbender show.
I think they just put that back on Netflix.
Ooh, that sounds like a good thing to do with my weekend.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I remember seeing somebody post about it like on Twitter as recently as like a week or two ago, so.
Everybody should check their Twitter feeds to see if they got the
Yeah.
same tweet. That's the
And
only way
then
to
go
know
on
for
Net
sure.
yeah, then go on Netflix and then search for it.
That's very unreliable.
Yeah.
You don't want to look on the platform because it
No,
might not be
it's
there and you don't want to find out that fast.
Well, it would be like embarrassing to search, you know, you all your friends are there and you're all gathered around the TV and you search for it and then it says no results
Yeah,
found.
that's the
That's
worst. No,
completely
it starts
embarrassing.
suggesting other shit. It's like, oh, you looked for Avatar, The Last Airbender. Would you like the miraculous ladybug? It's like, no, those are. I get that you're connecting genres a little bit. They're both cartoons, but I don't see. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever get those like recommendations? It's like, oh, this is also a
Yeah.
cartoon. You must want to watch
Yeah.
this instead. It's like, are you. That's not how it works at all.
Or if it has like one of the same actors in it.
Oh, those are. Well, those are. Sometimes you're in the mood for somebody and you look for like a Robert Downey Jr. movie and it's not there, so you just watch another one. I could see
Yeah.
that. I could see that more so than I was looking up the Avengers the other day because I wanted to watch the Avengers Assembled with my roommates. They're not really comic book fans, but I figure this
The
would give
original
them,
Avengers?
yeah, like well,
Yeah.
just like
Well,
the cartoon that does all the
oh, okay.
storylines. Like it, yeah, it does. It did a bunch of the Ant-Man stuff, Hank Pym stories, and a bunch of Fantastic Four stories, and it's just cool stuff that they haven't seen. And when I'm
Yeah.
looking for it, it starts suggesting me things at the bottom that are like, ah, did you mean Civil War? And it's like, well, at least that's Marvel and is about the characters I'm looking for. But right next, or I think it was before Civil War in terms of closeness. So things they think I want to watch more. And it was just Wakfu, like that cartoon. It's like, why is that here?
What's Wakfu?
Wakfu, it's like this Wakfu, it's a French animation cartoon. So it's anime, but it's not anime. My
Oh yeah. Like
girlfriend's like a French
Code
student. Yeah, like
Lyoko.
Code Lyoko. That's what
Yeah.
I compare it to. My girlfriend's like a French student, and she's learning
Okay.
French, and she hates when I call them anime. But it's just anime, right? Like whatever. Anime just means
Well,
cartoon, doesn't it? Do we have to? Does it have to
you
be
know it's
Japanese at this point?
as like I think in Japan, like they don't call it anime, like they just call it animation.
Oh, really?
Like, or cartoon. Yeah, I think anime is an American word. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that is just a word in our culture that's meant to, like,
Just mean
distinct, like,
foreign from
well, I think
domestic?
specifically maybe Japan, and it's like then you have the debate of, like, is Avatar the Last Airbender anime? Like, I don't know.
Or
I
Teen
mean, I guess it was.
Titans?
Yeah, Teen Titans, like, you'd say anime inspired, but then it's like Japan doesn't even call their
Well,
stuff anime. It's just animation.
So what do you call Code Lyoko, though? Like, it's not a cartoon.
It's ambiguous. I mean, yeah. I guess you could call it an anime. There's got to be a better word for it.
There should be.
If there isn't one, but there should be.
Maybe just animation is what everything should be called.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I think, call it all, like, cartoons, like, that sounds a little bit, like,
childish.
Childish, yeah. So I think animation, like, there's a distinction to that. It's like Rugrats is animation. The Simpsons is animation. Cowboy Bebop, that's animation, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. I like that on this Power Ranger podcast, we've already established a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with Power Rangers. That's what anyone listening to the show can come to expect.
This is the banter portion.
Yeah, it's important to have a banter portion.
Exactly.
Especially when you have people that you can banter with. So we brought you in today because you are the resident expert of people that I know that have fan bases and are willing to be on the podcast right now. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
It's a fair statement. So I'm going to ask you about Power Rangers stuff because you have no reason to really know anything about them.
Okay.
All right. It's Morphin time.
Do you have a favorite Power Ranger?
Ooh. I mean, like I said earlier, I think all the hype for the White Ranger...
Yeah.
Like from what I can remember, and I would say the White Ranger, but of course I'm skeptical because, you know, at times like these, you know, it's kind of, you know, a white guy saying he likes the White Ranger does come across a little bit questionable.
It's a little waspy, yeah.
Yeah, and I just think I like the mystery that was built up around him. It got me interested. It differentiated him from the rest of the pack.
That's fair, it did. And he's the least replaceable Power Ranger because it's always been the same actor playing the guy.
Has it really the entire time?
Yeah, the Green Ranger has always been Jason David Frank as Tommy Oliver.
And he's still doing that?
Yeah, he has nothing else going on.
That's insane.
That seems it's I didn't mean that, Jason David Frank's managers. I want this podcast to eventually appeal to old cast members who are... I don't want to say they're not doing anything or they're out of work or their careers are over. But, you know, people who could use a couple bucks and could talk to me about stuff I think is cool.
Well, you know, that you mentioned that, I've actually met a handful of them.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in high school, there was like this anime convention my friends and I go to in Chicago every year. And I think it was like 2008. They were all there.
Huh.
Like I think it was like the original cast. And they had, I want to say it was Lord Zedd. He was there, and then I realized when I saw him, I'm like,
lock on and fire!
Like, holy shit, I think it was Lord Zedd. It was something, it was somebody with a Z. So, it could be a million people.
Yeah.
But I realized, I'm like, this guy's a Tim and Eric extra.
Yeah, they all do these weird things.
But he legitimately is, like, he's, I think it's Lord Zedd, or one of the villains, is a recurring character on Tim and Eric and Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. He plays this, like, grocery store manager. It's, like, this disgusting, like, he plays this, like, decrepit old, like, grocery manager. And I just think it's, like, hilarious. Like, what a career pivot.
And, oh, man, his name is Robert Axelrod.
That sounds right.
He should have pivoted into porn.
Seriously, yeah. A name like that, it's like a guy, like anyone named Jeeves is going to be a butler. Anyone named Axelrod is, like, you know, going to be fucking on camera.
I mean, or change your name a little bit and start a band.
I wonder if that's true. I wonder how many of the Power Rangers... I was going to say this is going to sound maybe a little bit gross, but, like, you know, just disrespectful, I guess. I wonder how many, because a lot of struggling actors do start in porn. You think any of the Power Rangers actors, like, got their start in porn or, like, went to porn after Power Rangers?
I always hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be looking it up tonight.
I'm looking it up right now. let's see. Apparently one of them was a Power Ranger in 2011, according to this clickbait. Let's find out. It's Austin St. John, one of the red Power Rangers.
Oh.
So I guess if you're a woman or you're into pretty muscular man, I guess, from this picture of him in a Power Ranger suit. But, yeah, there you go. Oh, he snorts steroids, and he's not a role model for kids, it says on this article.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot going on in that guy's life.
Poor guy. He was the Red Ranger.
So you said he did that first, or he did that after?
He did porn after being the Red Ranger.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if... because Cameron Diaz supposedly started in porn, and there's those videos out there. But, we can't verify if they're true or not, and she doesn't, go out and talk about it.
Yeah, I don't see why she would.
But I also see why it'd be likely she was in porn in the 90s.
It's not a bad thing, by any means.
Of course not. We would all prefer if more people were in porn more to the time, I'd say.
Well, depending on how hot you are.
Yeah, temperature is very important to consider when you're filming a scene.
Yes, the sweat.
You don't want it to be too glistening from the camera. You don't want to, or maybe you want it extra glistening for the camera.
That J.J. Abrams lens flare off your back. Yeah.
It would help if you were a Power Ranger because you have those masks on to lens flare off of.
And you can hide your identity too.
Yeah, it's plot relevant. Nobody has to know. It must suck being a Power Ranger because it's one of those things that is arguably one of the bigger franchises in the world. Everybody knows what is a Power Ranger.
Yes.
But nobody knows any of the individual Power Rangers aside from the original ones and people like me who are exploiting all their hard work and lack of fame for trivia.
Well, it's got to be worth something.
But there's got to be 40 Red Rangers, and it's Red Ranger is a famous role. But, we know everybody who's ever played Batman, and we can't list the Red Rangers.
You know, I think the difference there is because, those were, blockbuster movies.
Well, but wouldn't... I mean, Power Rangers as a franchise has to have made blockbuster money.
Oh, that's actually... There were at least a couple of Power... aside from the big one that came out recently. I remember there were some Power Rangers movies back in the 90s.
Yeah, theater stuff. But, theater releases. For a while. So, what Power Ranger would Mel Gibson be? A male Pink Ranger? Is that what we're gonna go with?
I wanted to say Black Ranger. Okay. That goes for both him and Tom Hardy.
Okay.
I think they'd be Black Ranger, and this would be a way to distance themselves from the weird race thing because they're kind of these dark characters, these tragic heroes. So black would have nothing to do with their skin color.
Yeah, it's their personality for once.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be the love interest? Would we go with, Furiosa, I guess?
Yeah, that's the one I've seen the most recently.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking of.
Pink or yellow?
I'm going to say blue.
Blue? Oof.
Yeah.
She does bring the water. She's the water lady.
Yeah. Or no, you know what? Maybe green, actually, because they're going... either one, I guess, because she's going to the green... What do they call it? The green area? Green zone?
Green zone or something?
Yeah, so let's just go green.
Okay. Do you think Furiosa should continue to be played as a female, or do you think Furiosa's character... It would make better if she was Tommy Oliver, if she was Jason David Frank. Or I guess if Furiosa was Jason David Frank.
I think they should keep her a female. I think a lot of people want, feminist icons in
it's also
media these days.
It's very important to establish the first homosexual superhero relationship, though.
Okay. Well,
between Tom Hardy and Jason David Frank.
I was going to say, what about that little war boy? I forgot his name from
Nicholas
Fury
Holt.
Road.
I can't think of his name in the movie, but he's Nicholas Holt.
Okay.
So, he's Beast from the X-Men movies, and he's Tony Stoneham in the television program Skins.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. He's a cute little boy. I bet him and Tom Hardy would be good together on screen.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so then we keep Furiosa a woman. Which ranger would... Nicholas Holt be?
Yellow.
Okay. Yeah. So we're setting up sort of a reverse Mystic Force. They're sort of a Mystic Force situation.
I'm just trying to destroy those racist undertones that the Power Rangers have been trying to distance themselves from for years and years.
as well as the sexist stereotypes.
Exactly, exactly.
So making a movie that's completely devoid of racism and sexism, well, I guess not a movie. I guess my next question is, what form of media would your Power Ranger Mad Max crossover be if you were making one?
I mean,
movies are easy, go for it, but yeah, there's so many forms of media.
Yeah, I think it would have to be, I don't know, maybe a web series.
Okay,
like officially produced shorts for YouTube.
Oh, like Awesomeness TV does some of those that are pretty good, actually. I don't know if you know who that is.
I keep hearing people talk about that recently. What is that?
Right now, do you know who Leah Marie is? Leah Marie Johnson?
No, I don't.
I don't know. She's one of those kids from the Fine Bros videos, from like Kids React.
Oh, gotcha.
And she just grew up in it until she was like very famous and started her own stuff singing, but she's considered one of the top 100 YouTubers, metrically, I guess. She's in this new web series called Tagged that I was watching just because it exists. And it's basically Pretty Little Liars. It's these three teenage girls who are being harassed and taunted on the internet, and people, like, know shit about them. But it just blew my mind that the cinematography was as good as it was. The sound editing was pretty bad. Like, you have to turn it way up for dialogue and way down on action. But other than that, it seemed like a real television show, and it didn't feel weird on my TV.
Oh, yeah, like, tons of stuff was like that. I mean, and the reason I didn't say movie is because I was having a hard time imagining the Power Rangers interacting with the Mad Max characters for an entire movie. Like, I could take that in, like, bits, you know?
Oh, you don't want 2 hours of it?
Not personally. That would be a little excessive. I think, like, I mean, the total runtime would probably be close to a movie anyway, but I think that if you trickle it out once a week, like, people would like that.
30-minute episodes, or?
Probably, like, 10 minutes each.
So, like, some mini-sodes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I think I really like that kind of format, so.
Okay. I like that. Who would your director be for this? Or would you direct it? Would you have someone else write or direct it?
It's simple. It's George Miller, director of Mad Max, because he also has experience with children's media. He created and directed both Happy Feet movies.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So I think he could really pull off a nice
balance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you gotta have the scene where they talk about friendship is how you overcome things like biodomes, but you also do have to have somebody killing someone else violently on screen.
Right.
But it's gotta be about friendship and respect for the other person. Like, mutual respect is why you killed them. Or something.
Yeah, just like, two men in the ring just throw aside their differences for one all-out clash.
Yeah, like Rocky.
Exactly. Hey, that'd be a fun one for a future episode if you ever do that.
Yeah, I'll make a note of it right now. I'm always looking for ideas.
That'd be really fun, yeah.
So, okay, can you think of on the spot sort of a plot for what this would be? Like, what would be the story you're trying to tell? Like, what, you have all these beautiful pieces on the board. You can use any Mad Max character. You can use Megazords. There's this Power Rangers show where they're, like, cops, I guess. There's a couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's those weird ones where they drive or they're cops or whatever, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. So they could have these killer cars. Like, just what would you do with it?
Well, I'm thinking Angel Grove. The Angel Grove area is now desolate wasteland. It's barren, it's dry, it's desert-like. And the Megazords are being used as sort of like the Mad Max vehicles, like just driving through the desert, and they kind of like, the Power Rangers are just riding on top of them, just totally frantic. Like something out of like Fury Road, but instead of all the crazy vehicles from that, it's so different. Megazords and robotic vehicles, so it's a desperate Power Rangers version. It's not the Power Rangers like we've seen them before. They are desperate to I guess find water.
Yeah, I'd imagine what Zed has the water.
Yes, he's teamed up with Immortan Joe. yeah. from Fury Road.
Yeah. And they're what, just maybe there's an evil plan for Zed to enlarge in the water that they do have to make more water, and that Joe could profit off of it by enslaving more people if he has more water.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting, like, reason for that. It's a better motivation than Lex Luthor in Doomsday, in Batman v Superman.
Like, I still haven't seen that, but...
Oh, man, it's bad, and also, you're not very pop culture savvy. For a pop culturist, a comedian type, you know, doing current events.
I'm falling behind, man. I'm getting old.
Getting old. I know. I Denzel and I, on this, the most recent ASE episode with Denzel Walks in it, we're talking about aging and how I say a bunch of ridiculous bullshit, and I'm gonna look back on all my shows and be like, why did I do that?
Yeah, you're pretty young. You're gonna have a lot of content, and you're gonna have a lot of yeah, like you said, things to look back on. But at the same time, it's good to be making stuff, you know, as early as you can. Well, not as early. Not when you're, like, a kid. Like,
I mean, whatever. I wish I started when I... Well, a little bit I started when I was a kid. I was, like, 11. But I was just doing, yeah, like, live shows with prank callers.
Yeah, I used to make movies when I was, like, 10 or 11. Like, but they were never... And this is a pre-YouTube, of course.
So. Sure.
Man, honestly, I think if YouTube existed back then, I probably would have put them on YouTube, and I wonder what my life would be like now.
Do you think it'd be different, better, or different, worse? Like, maybe, because sometimes the way I think about it is, I think if I had gotten into YouTube early, when all my friends were YouTubers and now they're not, and none of them did anything with it, I think it's like... It kind of jades you from... You either become super successful, or you're just some... Like, you're just a human being now who had a YouTube once, and, like, it's a phase for you. It's not... I think it's a good way to not become an entertainer, because yeah. YouTube is not a good reflection of what the entertainment industry is in every case.
Nah, it's a mess.
Because you get 4 fucking views on a YouTube video, you're like, oh, no, I'm not funny, and I'll never be anything. And you just stop. I think most people, anyway. Like, do you think you would have?
Yeah. Well, I think, like, I mean, I as a content creator myself, I think I would have, you know, I'm still making stuff now, so I think, like, I probably would have kept going no matter what.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, nothing really keeps a content creator from creating content, but it is bad when people get dissuaded from sharing that content.
Yeah, I mean, there's times, too, where it's like, oh, I wish something performed better than it did. But then at the same time, you'll be surprised that, like, others, like, the more you keep making stuff, the more you keep doing it, you'll just, you know, be surprised at how it ends up, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was a pretty short podcast episode, I'll admit that. But we both agree that long, long podcast episodes are draining.
Yeah, yes.
So, I'm pretty satisfied with your Power Ranger movie, except you didn't tell us how it ends. Do they save the day, or?
Well, I want to say, yes, they get the water back. Angel Grove's beautiful tropical flora and fauna begin to grow back. The Angel Grove we know is returned. Immortan Joe is
shrunken. Same. just completely shrunken. Like, whatever the opposite of that bigifying ray is.
Yeah.
Just got. And, you know, now it's just like Max can just put him in his pocket.
Well, I want to say that they step on him and squash him, but it's like, it's not bloody or anything because he's so small.
Yeah, yeah, so it's just cartoonish. Good, like, they're all walking away laughing at the end of the episode.
Yeah, and Lord Zed, he's, I don't know, thrust into the sun or something like that. Something goofy, you know.
Yeah, blasted off again.
Like, exactly.
Okay, I like that. Oh, man, I would watch that web series, though. If someone was like, hey, we're doing this new thing. Mel Gibson's, like, producing it because he's really bored and needs money. And, like, it has all your favorite Power Rangers in it, and they're just going to fight. Like, I would watch that.
Yeah, I mean, now, the more we've talked about it, the more I've become legitimately curious what it would look and feel like. So.
Yeah, man, I think that's what this podcast is all about, making people think about liking Power Rangers.
The most versatile franchise in the world.
Oh, yeah, and every week I'm going to show how versatile it could be.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for being on this pilot episode.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the pilot episode. That's awesome.
We'll see what kind of feedback I get on it.
Woo. Yes. You should get Lord Zedd on here.
Yeah, I should get Lord Zedd on here. That's the goal. The goal is Jason David Frank, because Jeff really wants to talk to him. Jeff actually is one of those people, kind of like you, but who, you know, spent more time actually watching it. So yes. Obviously I'm too young to have grown up watching Power Rangers. Like, I had shit to do. I guess I grew up watching the 2006 shit, though. And it's like, he liked the original stuff. So yeah, the Green Ranger's his favorite, and he's hoping we can get JDF on a show by just doing this in ASC. It's like, okay, that's like a weird goal to have, but...
Well, hey, no, it's a goal. A goal's a goal. You know, a lot of people don't have goals at all, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm at UltraKevin900 on Twitter. I do a podcast with my friend Grant, Thought Cops. Check us out on Twitter at Real Thought Cops, or you can find us on our website, all of our episodes, everything's there. ThoughtCops.net. Riley's been on the show before too. It's a blast. It's a good time.
It's a fun ass show. It holds one really distinct pleasure that I can give it as like sort of a personal award. There's an episode where they're, I can't remember the episode number, but they're pretending to be a radio show, and it's the only time I've ever laughed at comedy sober. Like, because I'm a comedian, comedy's not funny, it's interesting, like, we're studying it all the time, you know?
Right.
Just, when you guys just start yelling, like, you're doing all the wacky morning radio shit, and bullying the sonographer, like, it's, they're really good at comedy. Some of my favorites.
Thanks, man, appreciate
that.
So,
yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode, and...
The world is very lucky to have you, and so am I. May the power protect you, always.
Thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you next time. Oh, wow, that's a weak-ass sign-off. I gotta work on that shit.
You gotta have, like, a catchphrase.
Yeah, I need one.
Like a Power Rangers kind of thing. Whatever the heck they say, you know?
Oh, I'm gonna go look that up. That's a good idea. I'll add that in post. I'll, like, pretend I ended it strong, even though I didn't.